Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 25th episode of the Personal Fitness Podcast. I'm Charles Shortino, and as always, I'm your host. Welcome. Now, it's been a while since I've, you know, published a podcast for you, so I do apologize. I seem to keep apologizing every time I do a show, but, you know, life does have its turns, and I'm a parent of three kids, married, and have a full-time job. I also personal train as well as work in radio. So my week does fill up very, very quickly. But anyway, besides all that, I will try my best, like I always say, to get you a podcast on a weekly basis. What I'm going to be talking about on today's show is a slight change to my workout routine and kind of an encouragement for you to try or do the same thing. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you or command you to do it, but you are welcome to try it as well. And some of the ideas have come from personal experience and from an article I have been reading, actually just started today, which is, by the way, March 3rd, Thursday. It's about 10 to 10 in the morning. So enjoy the podcast. Now, the change to the workout, here we go. Now, what I've usually done is, let's say if I train chest, I do a pull routine or pull workout at right afterwards. So it'd be chest and biceps, let's say, and then back and triceps. That would be fine. So that the, let's say if I do chest and triceps in one day, the triceps don't pre-exhaust too quickly. And if I work my biceps and they act as a cushion if I'm doing my chest routine and so on. So, you know, I've always done that and I've been pretty successful with it, but I've decided to change a few things and I thought I was doing a push-pull routine, but I've read now recently that I have not. So I've changed my routine to do a push all in one routine and a pull in another. And actually it's been quite beneficial. Actually, it's I've found a real development in, let's say, my major workout last first time was chest and tries, and the last workout I had was back and biceps, and the chest and tries, mind you, my triceps felt good, didn't feel too tired, but you know, you work the major body part first and then the smaller body part, because if you do vice versa, your major body part won't get enough stimulation to develop and grow. So this is a routine, or an article that is, from exercisegoals.com, and it's their push-pull split routines workout. And now he does mention the shoulders. Now, because shoulders are worked in your chest and back routine, he does say that he would include shoulders in the chest routine. So it'd actually be one of his sample workouts would be Mondays, chest, shoulders, triceps, Tuesdays, back, biceps, Wednesdays, legs, and abs, and then you repeat. So he actually does six on, one off. Well, actually, sorry, three on, one off. But he does six workout days, and then Sunday, it looks like, anyway, he'll have a day off. My little issue with that is, if you're doing shoulders and, let's say, chest or back, your shoulders do get worked. Let's say for a chest, your front or anterior shoulders, a shoulder will be worked really intensely. And the only thing you really have to work is your sides and your posterior shoulder. But, you know, my problem is, because the shoulder is a floating joint, I believe that's the proper term, it's not like a knee joint or an elbow joint that it's fixed in place and just moves, you know, up and down, or, you know, whatever that the case. Shoulders tend to float. Like, you can just rotate your shoulders, you can shrug them, you can, you know, bring them to the front, bring them to the back, etc. So they float like that. So for me, I've had some shoulder issues in the past, and I try to kind of, when it comes to any pressing exercises for shoulders, I keep it to, let's say, chest, or any pulling exercises, I keep it to my back. So obviously your rear shoulder does get worked on pretty well for your back routine. So what I basically focus on is my laterals, my upright rows. Sometimes I do some front raises and rear laterals for my rear shoulders, but I try to not all the time, but I try to stay away from any standing pressing exercises. As you know, even if you use proper form, you do put stress on your back, your spine primarily. And, you know, I'd rather not do that. I'm 41. I turned 42 in April, by the way, April 23rd, just in case you want to send me a little birthday greeting. You know, I don't want to put any additional stress on that. And I want to make sure I'm walking on my own two legs rather than crutches or walker or, worst case scenario, wheelchair when I get into my 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, God willing. So, you know, I try to be safe and smart like that. I used to be stupid when I was younger, you know, doing all these major presses. And for example, when I was living back in Montreal where I was born and was raised, that is, I was doing seated military press. Thankfully, I had a spotter, but the military press was behind my neck. I had 165 pounds on the bar. And, you know, my left shoulder popped out, dislocated on the exertion. So thankfully my spotter saw that, grabbed the bar and racked it back. And then all of a sudden I let go of the bar and my arm just falls dead. And that was not a great experience. And my right shoulder dislocated, playing tennis on the serve, right? Full extension. You're right above your head, full extension and pop. And then right back, it actually grinded back in. Ooh, that was, somewhat painful. So I try to kind of get away from or stay away from any pressing exercises over my head. Now, he does also mention about legs, where to put legs. Now, he does say, you know, well, why don't you put them in your shoulder workout? Let me see here. I want to make sure I get it right. He says you can either train them on separate days altogether or train legs with chest. He does mention, though, that it is very taxing as your shoulders, let me just quote him. Very taxing. I always keep leg training on a separate day as my intense leg training leaves little energy for anything else, which is true. But, you know, when you get into your 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, doing a full leg workout is really, you know, why do a full leg workout? For me, I don't do the leg press. I don't do leg extensions. I sometimes do some leg curls for my hamstrings, and I do calf presses as well. But when it comes to the major leg workout, you know, the mass building, strength building, I just stick with squats, just plain and simple squats. And I might throw in a sumo deadlift here and there just to work the lower back and the inner thigh. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, all that stuff, I keep to a very basic leg workout. And I work my legs when I do my cardio, as everybody does. So I try not to do that a whole lot. I don't want to get, you know, massively huge in my legs. How am I going to be able to, you know, keep that up as I get into my 50s and 60s and so on? I can't. Because as you get older, your muscle mass changes. It lessens and your bone density changes and so on. So you want to be smart. You don't want to risk major, major injury. So that's where I'm at with my my push-pull routine. So what I'm actually sticking with is chest triceps, back biceps, shoulders on one workout, actually, and then legs. If I ever do legs for a major workout, that would be another day. But I do, like, and some of you guys are thinking, well, where do you put your abs? Well, abs are actually worked pretty much every second day, because if I work them every day, you have to remember they are still a muscle group and do need the rest, as every other muscle group in your body does require rest. Now, let me give you his alternate sample workout. This is workout number two. Mondays, chest, shoulders, triceps. Tuesdays, rest. Wednesdays, back, biceps. Thursday, rest. Fridays, legs, abs. Saturday and Sunday, rest. So he's got one on, one off, one on, one off, one, and then 2 days off. So he's actually getting three workout days in a day, in a 7 day week, which, you know, when you're in an advanced, you know, you work out, you've been working out for a number of years, you consider yourself more of an intermediate and an advanced rather than a beginner, then you kind of have to push yourself past a certain level to obviously see growth and development in your body. Another sample workout he gives here is, he says, although shoulders and chest are a great combination, many people complain that chest training hurts their shoulder workouts as delts seem more tired after the bench press. So he gives an example of a four on one sorry, 4 days on and 1 day routine. I'm guessing it's a 1 day off. So here it is. So Mondays, chest and triceps. Tuesdays, back, biceps. Wednesdays, shoulders, abs. Thursdays, legs. Friday, rest. And then you kind of go on. Now, he does mention if your gym is closed on Sundays or you prefer to rest, then do this workout on Mondays. That would be the back and triceps. So, you know, it's basically a four on, one off. For me, you know, like I mentioned, chest, triceps on 1 day, back, biceps on another, shoulders, and then legs. So that's four. And I might take my fifth day off depending on how I feel and how my muscles feel. If they feel well rested, I'll just keep going. And I do take, usually I take, like for instance, yesterday I was supposed to have a shoulder workout that didn't occur. So I, you know, unplanned, I took a day off yesterday. So that's kind of how it went. Do you guys have any issues or any ideas for a workout, a push-pull routine, another type of routine? Why don't you leave it on our podcast, well, my podcast page, pfp.mypodcast.com, and I'll share it with everybody else. Another thing is I've just finished a supplement, you know, kind of cycle, I guess. It's legal, by the way. It's not a anabolic steroid or anything like that. It's from Six Star Muscle, and I got it at Walmart, and it's called Rapid Lean. And I've tried it now. It's just over a month. My last four tablets actually are being used today. So it's actually been okay. I've lost about, you know, not a lot, 5 pounds or so. But I am leaner. I definitely feel leaner. I feel stronger. I feel fine. My wife likes the fact that my muscles are nice and tighter compared to the way they were before. She had a little bit of an issue with me using fat loss tablets, but hasn't been any, you know, haven't had any bad reactions to it physically. My muscles feel fine. My body feels fine. Another addition I've put into my supplement side of things is I've added cayenne pepper tablets. Now, if you've never tried them, I suggest you try them at least once. You know, give it a week cycle and see how you feel. The idea behind the cayenne pepper is that it helps your blood circulation. Now, if you have, you know, I'm not saying this is the cure, but if you have, you know, if you're restless at night and so on, try taking a tablet during the day. It'll help with blood circulation and so on. The one I've got now, it's it does just say one tablet per day with a meal. So it doesn't say, you know, one tablet after every meal or three a day with a meal or something like that. It's just one tablet after a meal once a day. You know, and I've kept to that. I haven't taken two. I eat spicy food as well. So it's not, you know, a big issue if I miss a day, but it does help with your blood circulation. And if you take it about an hour before you go to the gym, in my personal experience, you do get, at least for me, you do get a bit of a difference, positive that is, in your pumps. You know, if you're working chest and back and triceps and biceps, anything, any body part that you definitely feel a pump immediately, well, legs included, and shoulder. Mind you, let's just throw every single muscle group into the equation. You do, at least for me, you do feel a definite increase in your blood circulation, in your muscles that you're working. The pump is incredible. So feel free to check that out. Try it if you like. It's not going to harm you. So let me just tell you right off the bat, it is a natural supplement. It's not synthetic or anything like that. It is a natural supplement and it won't give you any harm. Make sure you follow the directions. If you need any more questions answered, feel free to ask your nutritionist and, you know, get some advice that way. Like I said, I'm only a personal trainer. I'm not a nutritionist, so that's where I kind of draw the line. I'm not giving you nutritional advice. This is just what I use. You're welcome to use it, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask your nutritionist for any clarification. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week. It's Thursday, March 3rd. Now it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So have a great week, and I hope, I put my hand up, I hope to give you a fresh podcast next week. Have a great weekend. Ciao.